You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay. But being a badass hurts real bad. Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you going to do about it? It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was going to miracle me to be somebody special. Everybody that called me, Nick, my dad, my mom, all my situations were on me now. And solely on me. So I had to start developing an indestructible mental toolbox. The most powerful weapon in the world. We walk around with it. It's our mind. You have to believe that you are here for a reason. That there's some reason. Me getting beat up, me getting tortured, me being bullied, me being born with no foundation, me having to figure all this shit out on my own, figuring out this indestructible mental toolbox, had to be for a reason. And my reason, I believe now, I know for a fact, was to unlock the code of human potential. And for me to share that with people. I'm amazed at what a human being can actually do. I literally made this human being out of just like a whole bunch of scraps. And I started putting this scrap metal together. And after a while, I started learning more and more and more through pain and suffering, through all the failure I went through trying to build this person who's Goggins. The one thing that made me who I am today is being vulnerable. It's breaking myself down to the absolute rock bottom and being able to tell people who I am. And that's how I fixed it. Literally, being able to look somebody in the eyes, you know what, man? I have a whole bunch of character problems, character flaws. I've lied about this. I've cheated here. I'm insecure here. This isn't the real me. I lied to you about that. I wanted your acceptance in life. Life created this person, me. Life created me to be this person that I was back in the day. And I had to realize, man, that's okay, man. It's not my fault. Now I gotta go back and fix this shit, though. So a lot of this isn't your fault, why you do some things you do, why you feel the way you feel. But no one's coming back to save your ass. You have to go back to where this started, wherever that place is for everybody, and have the courage to go back there and start fixing what broke you. One thing I'm most scared of in the world is losing touch with the best thing in the world is your mind. Your mindset, how you can picture yourself, how you can focus, how you can drive, how you can put yourself in so many situations to get out of it. Because those headphones we listen to, those phones that we Google to find information, there's so many situations in my life where that's just not gonna help me. It's not gonna help me because I know what's helped me. None of that stuff's ever helped me. None of that stuff's ever helped me. What has helped me has been me alone, getting my shit together and being accountable for who I'm not and who I want to be. It's the only thing that's helped me. We all live in this world where our brains are keeping us in this box. Outside that box, on the other edge of suffering, is a world that's endless of opportunity. But we are afraid to go outside that box because in that box it's comfortable. That's where all of our nice stuff, you know, that's where the nice 4-lane highway's at. I know where the restrooms are at. I know where the gas stations are at. Outside that box, man, God gives you a shovel and says, man, start digging. That's not fun. But when you dig your own path to all kinds of stuff that's unknown. And that's where I started realizing, man, like on the other end of this is some beautiful stuff. So I got outside my box and realized, man, 300 pounds, now look at me, I'm 185 pounds, and on the other side of the box was all this stuff. And I didn't know it was over there until I climbed the wall and saw it.
I really started to enjoy the fact of seeing what the human mind was capable of and seeing that what is so horrendous, there's so much joy and glory in this shit. Taking souls, it's about finding energy and strength when you have none. There's energy all around us, but we think that we have to have it. It has to come externally a lot of times. We gotta have like a TV in front of us, watch somebody, listen to a podcast, listen to a great music. A lot of times in life, it's fucking quiet. And those are the times when you want to run and hide. You gotta be able to find energy. You gotta make up games, make up tricks, make up whatever you can to get to the next evolution of life.
When you're running, you run for hours.
Days. The thing that makes me so pissed off in this world, man, is that so many people die with untapped potential because they think that someone else is better than them. And they were born, you know, not with the greatest tools. You don't need shit. You need the ability to grind your ass into a fine powder. And when you're in that fine powder, find a way to build that motherfucker back up repeatedly. You have to always be willing to work. And a lot of people now are talking. I hear so much talk. I don't hear a lot of work. I hear a lot of people telling you what you should be doing, how you should be doing it, how you should be fucking living. And I look at them and you're fat, you're out of shape, you look like shit, but you're telling the motherfucker how to live. The woe is me mentality. It's too hard. Life isn't fair. These things in life are not easy for me. You look to your left and you look to your right and you start to judge yourself off other people. Everything starts to corrupt your mind. You start to look around too much at other people and what they're doing, and that starts to corrupt your own dialogue. We are judging ourselves against too many fucking people. You have to judge yourself against yourself. This is a race against David Goggins and David Goggins alone. And once you can silence all that bullshit, all the outside interference and things that are attracting your mind to everything, you can then start to grow. We want to skip forward to peace. Let's skip all this pain and suffering and misery of real life. Let's cover it over, nice big blanket, and let's find peace. No, sorry, it's not possible. Gotta go into that fucking hellhole of life that you have, that fucked you up, and fix it. And that's what I'm here to do. You must go to war with yourself before you find peace. I'm trying to give you tools on how to do that. And I'm not considering smile and be happy about it. It's a hard journey. It's a real journey. It's a journey that's going to take you way outside of being comfortable. You'd be very, very uncomfortable.
I'm not a theorist, people. There's a bunch of people who are theorists who go to the library and study the mind. They study it in a book. I study it by being a practitioner. I put my mind in hell, and I realized how I was thinking, and I figured out tools and tactics on how to get through it by being in it, not by studying it, by being in it. I did 67,000 pull-ups in 9 months, and it calloused my hands. It calloused my hands real good to protect my hands against the bar. I started learning how to callous my mind, to callous over my victim's mentality, and that's what I did. And so they sent me to John Hopkins. Everybody studied my body. They studied everything. And one guy says, you know what? We can't find anything on how you did all this. How are you able to do all this? A head guy came in from MIT, and he said, you know how he did it? So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. And the can't hurt me mentality is no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, when I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me. Nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true. I wanted to live my life in a way that when I died, I was proud of myself. I know what pride felt like. And if it took pushing myself to death, I was willing to do that. But I wanted to look in that mirror, not impress anybody, not money, not fame, not nothing. I wanted to impress the guy in the daggone mirror. And I worked endlessly and tirelessly to do that. And it happened.
I actually sat back. I was fat, nasty, out of shape, miserable, and created a human being in my mind that didn't even exist. And said, that's what I want to be. I want to be that guy. I want to be a guy that's capable of doing exactly what I'm doing today. If you weren't born that guy, that mentally strong guy, he can be made. But in making that person, you have to be who the f*** you are every day of your life and never care about anybody who gets in your way that says you're not doing something the proper way. When you get beat as bad as I did, I lied all the time. I wanted to be accepted and loved and all that shit that I created about 50 people. Whatever you like, I like. Just be my friend. And that's where we get lost in life. You start to create a whole bunch of people that aren't even yourself. You never figure out who you are. You never live up to your dreams, your ambition. You live up to what whoever is around you that you like so much that you want to emulate and be like so much, you live their dreams. You lose your power. You lose your power. The ultimate power is owning yourself.